when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, the old schedule on the wall there says it's about time for another Oompa Hour. So I suppose we better crank out the records, get things rolling here. I got a bunch of great polka records to play. Hopefully you got about an hour to kill, dancing or listening or whatever it is you do when the Oompa Hour comes on every week. Glad you're along for another round. Oh, my, I'm a little pooped out this week. I spent the last 4.5 to 5 hours playing with my grandson. I got babysitting duty this morning. It was one of those, my daughter got called in to work kind of on the last minute on a day she normally doesn't work, and Grandpa's around. He can take care of the boy. Well, I love taking care of the boy. We have a ball together, but I don't normally like starting at 7:30 in the morning. I'm not up to speed. I'm definitely not up to almost 5-year-old speed. He's like, in a couple months, he'll be 5. So I'm calling him almost 5 because it seems ridiculous to call him 4 when he's this close. But man, I am pooped out. But we'll make her through the show anyway. Let's start off with Joe Tomaszewski's Northeasterners. Shouldn't that be Northeasterners? From Northeast Minneapolis. This is Girls in Every Town.
La 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 la. We travel all the highways, streets and many roads. The only thing we hope for is that it never close. From a distance to bring a happy sound, play for all our friends and girls in every town. La 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 la. Now all the single fellows meet all the single girls, the girls that dance the polka and all those fancy twirls. Listen for the beat and they listen for the sound. Pray for all our friends and girls in every town. La 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 la. Watch your polka band sing and swing and swing. We're bringing you our music, we're bringing you our song. Pray for all our friends and girls in every town. La 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 la.
Joe Tomaszewski's Northeasterners there, Girls in Every Town Polka, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, rolling along for another week. Glad you're with us. I sound so enthused for someone who's been up since early and spent 5 hours babysitting an almost 5-year-old. I really do sound, I'm impressing myself with my level of enthusiasm. That along with the fact that around here it's been raining for the last 3 days. And it looks like it's going to rain for the next 5. I'm tired of that. It's gray. It's depressing. I just don't look outside. which makes it even tougher to keep a little kid occupied, because he likes to go in the backyard and play baseball and kick the soccer ball and drive his little kid Jeep all over the neighborhood. Can't do that when it's raining. Hopefully that's going to improve eventually. But on the plus side, the rain and the ridiculous wind we've had for 2 weeks before that really busted up the ice on the lakes. Things are looking good up there. All right, let's roll with the Holy Toledo Polka Stars. Here's the Roulette Polka. That is the Holy Toledo Polka Stars there and the Roulette Polka. You're on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, I just realized that the next record I have loaded up on the turntable here happens to be a waltz. And it's a little early in the show for a waltz. This can only mean one thing. There's very likely to be another waltz in the show this week. So waltzers, you ought to be happy about that, but I couldn't pass this one up because it hasn't come around in the record stacks for a while. There's Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, and Night After Night.
Someone else so untrue. Night after night I keep dreaming of days we once knew. Night after night I'm so lonely because I love you. Thank you.
Well, you have it there. Night after night, it's Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins here on Tim's Oompa Hour. We have Romy Gauz and some great trumpeting. Coming up here in just a second. Stand by for that after we talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. And invite you to pay a visit if you're going to be in the area. Or maybe, you know, it could just be on your itinerary of things to do if you're headed up this way. Now, they're not where we're at, really. They're about 90 miles away. But, hey, it's in the neck of the woods anyway, and it gets you right to the Duluth Superior area, a beautiful launching point to head up the North Shore and take in the waterfalls and lighthouses and hiking trails and lakes and woods and all the groovy stuff that's up there. But you can start in Superior looking at about 1,400 different accordions, and that's a lot. It's going to take you more than 15 minutes, you know what I mean? Fascinating place, even if you're not necessarily an old-time fan or accordion fan, just all the music and history and research materials and the displays and stuff they have in the museum. It'll blow your mind. Check them out online. It's theworldofaccordions.org is where they are on the interwebs. Worldofaccordions.org. Have a look-see. Maybe during this next record if you don't feel like it. Hey, whatever works for you, man. Romy Gauz and his trumpet and some fancy trumpeting. Here's the Barbara Polka. There you go, a little Romy Gauz trumpeting there. That's the Barbara Polka. This, as you well know, is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, this happens every week at about this same time at this very same place. So, you know, mark it down. Be here next week. And to those of you that have been here for weeks and weeks and weeks, thank you very much for sticking it out. How you do it, I'll never know. Here are the V-Tones and Polish Power.
Power and it's big all over. Polish power, was it? Polish power, everybody! Polish power, shout it! Polish power, sing it! Polish power, love it! Polish power, shout it! Polish power, louder! Polish power, love it! Polish power, everywhere! Love it and drink Polish beer, we'll call it Polish power, and it's getting taller. It's called Polish power, and it's big all over. Call it Polish power, and it's getting taller. It's called Polish power, and it's big all over. Sing it, Polish power, shout it, Polish power, sing it, Polish power, love it, Polish power.
There you have it there. That's a little snappy Polish power for you from the V-Tones. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. What the heck do I have to complain about this week? I always try to have something to complain about. Just doesn't always seem to work out. I don't know. It's pretty good week, except for the never-ending rain. But I can't even come up with anybody to blame for that. So, you know, if I were Gene Kelly, I'd be out dancing and singing in it. You know, they shot that one take. If you read up about it, you're familiar with Singing in the Rain, that incredible Gene Kelly dancing, twirling umbrella thing. They shot that sucker straight through in one take. It's an amazing thing. And those of you that are at least as old as me, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Here's the Frankenmuth Polka with Gene Guisdala and his orchestra.
Thank you.
show, a little Frankenmuth polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Gene Guisdal in the orchestra here. And let me see, what do we got coming up here? Oh, the Pala Brothers in just a little bit here. Want to remind you, of course, you want to get in touch with the Oompa Hour. Have a request or dedication, comment, question. What else? Need astrological advice? Sure, I'll give you advice. Send me questions. That'd be the worst advice column ever. But you can get a message through many different ways. You can call and leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. That's the easy way, because you can just leave a voice message. You don't have to talk with anybody. Or you can text, which is even better for some shy people, 218-259-2985. Or send an email to oompahour@aol.com. Or look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways gets your information to Oompa Hour World Headquarters here. All right, Pala Brothers Orchestra, here's the Hoopla Skirt Polka.
Did you see the latest style from old Gay Potty, where the girls are wearing skirts high above the knee, 7 inches above the knees? This is quite the view. Even in old Gay Potty, this is something new. Ooh la la goes Grandpapa, this I like to see. All the girls in hoopla skirts from old Gay Potty. Ooh la la goes Grandpapa, this I love to see. All the girls in hoopla skirts from old Gay Potty. Chicago and New York, you can also see that the girls start wearing skirts like in Gay Potty. Everybody is so pleased with this latest style. Even Grandpa stops and looks with a great big smile. Ooh la la goes Grandpapa, this I like to see. All the girls in hoopla skirts from old Gay Potty. Ooh la la goes Grandpapa, this I love to see. All the girls in hoopla skirts from old Gay Potty.
So that's what I call a poop-out ending. They didn't fade out. They didn't just end cold. They just kind of pooped out. Pala Brothers Orchestra, great song, though. Everyone knows the Hoopla Skirt Polka, don't they? Sure you do. If you don't, ha, you do now. And now, one of those kind of ridiculous records from Whoopi John and the Orchestra. It is the rock and roll to the round and round beat. Here's Whoopi and the boys.
Roll with the round and round beat.
bet they have it. Whoopi John of the orchestra there. Rock and roll to the round and round beat. Why not? Here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldies show, and that brings us to a Don Peachy record. It's the Tomcat Polka. Don Peachy in the orchestra. That's the Tomcat Polka. And this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Normally, I play the other side of that one because it's got singing in it. And I always tend to go with the records that have singing in them. It's just one of my shortcomings, I guess. But I force myself to flip it over and play the instrumental Tomcat Polka on the other side. I feel so culturally expanded now, huh? How about the new Chicago Lairs? Two words, Chicago, capital L, Lairs. Chicago Lairs. In the lair, like where the, you know, where the wolves hide in their lair. I don't, it seems weird. Anyway, here are the new Chicago Lairs. This is the Good Wishes Polka.
Jak się podewam, i mi zdrowie gospodarze, jak się podewam. Szyszli, tęśli, młody zdrowie, winy zdrowie, bivać ona moś, bivać ona moś. I kochaj mi się panowie, kochaj mi się szans. I kochaj mi się panowie, kochaj mi się szans. We'll be right back. I zakadowam. Winiutrowie gospodarze, jak się podewam. Winiutrowie gospodarze, jak się podewam. Szyszli, tańszli, młody, zdrowie, wini, zdrowie. Biwać ona moś. I kochaj mi się, panowie, kochaj mi się, szans. I kochaj mi się, panowie, kochaj mi się, szans. A tak ładam, klają, trzymaj.
Ah, there you go, the new Chicagolaires. And that record's like 40 years old, probably more than that, actually. So now they're the old Chicagolaires anyway. That's the Good Wishes Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and I totally forgot to mention earlier in the show, I played Romy Gaz doing the Barbara Polka, and I had been reminded to play a Romy Gaz record because I had a request from Marcus in Sheboygan to play a Romy Gaz record. And I saw that message, which, of course, you know, I pulled out the record and I was like, oh, yeah, better play that. And then I totally forgot to mention that that I had a request for that. So I wanted to do that. And I love Romy Gaz records because I, as a trumpet player, I haven't played for a while. But I started playing trumpet when I was in like fourth grade, you know, really bad trumpet playing. And I played it all the way through high school and into college. And then I played a little bit after that, basically doing kind of Dixieland jazz more than anything else. But yeah, so I had all the, and Romy Gaz, of course, just like, you know, one of the most creative trumpeters. I mean, if you're a flute player, you're a flautist, aren't you? Am I a trumpist? I don't know. Anyway, thanks for the note, Marcus, which reminds me to remind other people if you have a request or dedication or whatever, hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour should get you there. Or you can search or whatever. You can email oompahour@aol.com as well. So there, we got all that information in there. Now I forgot what my next record was. Oh, yeah, the Starlights. Here's the Hard to Get Polka.
Thank you.
And there you go. That's the hard-to-get polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. That is the Starlights. I always want to say the Starlighters, but that would be incorrect. It is the Starlights here on the Oompa Hour. Glad you're along with us for another round of all this nonsense. Here's Dick Metko and the boys. And oh, golly gosh. There you go, Dick Metko and the boys there in the Oh Golly Gosh Polka. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Let's do something completely insane and a little bit out of character. But I have to do it because otherwise my brain is going to explode. I mentioned we had a request from a fella in Sheboygan, Wisconsin a little bit ago. We played Romy Goss for him. And every time I hear the name Sheboygan, I get that song stuck in my head, you know, mention my name in Sheboygan. And, of course, Beatrice Kay, probably the most famous version of it. And I've got that on an old scratchy 78 that I could find, but it's really scratchy. And then I've got a couple of those guys that do like the Scandinavian accent. They're not really Scandinavians, but they sing with the accent. I think it's Stan and Doug. I have them doing it somewhere, and I couldn't find that one fast enough. And this does not qualify as typical old-time music. But it's close, because it still mentioned my name in Sheboygan. And we never, ever, ever pull out like a normal pop group here on the old Oompa Hour. But hopefully this will satisfy my brain's need to hear the song mention my name in Sheboygan. Would you believe the Everly Brothers? I'm not kidding ya!
Mention my name in Sheboygan. It's the greatest little town in the world. Just tell them all you're an old friend of mine. And every door in town will have a big welcome sign. So mention my name in Sheboygan. And if you ever get in a jam, just mention my name. I said mention my name, but please don't tell them where I am. Mention my name in name in Paducah. And if you ever get in a mess,
Totally ridiculous, but that was fun, wasn't it? You have to admit. And I saw some of you dancing to that in the theater of my mind. That's where I saw it. Anyway, I feel better now that I heard that song because I mentioned Sheboygan earlier, and I always get that song. You don't get to mention Sheboygan all that often, you know what I mean? I told you there'd be extra waltzing in the show this week. There is. And really, we could have passed off that Whoopi John earlier as a second waltz, so technically this is the third. Here's Lester Shuft of the Country Dutchman and the Bluebird Waltz. There you go, Lester Shuft and the Country Dutchman. That's the Bluebird Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And surprisingly, that record is in stereo. It says it's in stereo on it. But you kind of, you know, you grab it and it's on a Little Crow Record Company out of Hutchinson. And you think, this is really old and it's probably in mono. And if you're listening in stereo, you're like pleasantly surprised. It's like, hey, stereo! We haven't played a Lawrence Welk record in a while. And, you know, when it comes to polkas, Lawrence Welk's the guy, man. And this one's from 1957. Here's the Tinker Polka.
Thank you.
you go. Good old Lawrence Welk there with the Tinker Polka. We all know that's Myron Florin on the accordion. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Hang on. There's actually more coming up, if you can believe that.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I think we can probably sneak in a couple of more tunes here. Here's one of those records. You know, it's a great record because it has lived a long and painful, abused life in a jukebox. Yes, another one of those records that I've saved from a jukebox. And I'm sure I have a nicer-looking copy of this 45 someplace. But if you could play it with all the scratches and the patina and the spot where the records really wore out, because that's where the mechanism in the jukebox tells where the tone arm is at, oh, you know you got a good one. Here's the Maddie's Brothers and Who Stole the Kishka.
Someone stole the kishka. Someone stole the kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Someone called the cop.
Round and firm and fully packed, it was hanging on the rack. Someone stole the kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Take my shinka, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my pirohe, but give me back the kishka.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Yasha found the kishka, Yasha found the kishka, Yasha found the kishka, he hung it on the rack.
He found the kishka, he found the kishka, he found the kishka, Yasha brought it back.
There you go. Hey, somebody stole the kishka, for Pete's sake anyway. Maddie's Brothers, a good scratchy 45, and that's the best way for him to be, you know. I think we're going to squeak in one more. Yeah, it looks like one more as I look at the old clock on the wall here. We haven't heard from Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys for a little while. Here they are with No Beer in Heaven.
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer. Everybody sing. Heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer. La 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 la. La 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 la. La la la. In heaven there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer. Everybody! In heaven there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer. La 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 la. La 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 la. La la.
There you go, Little Wally and the Harmony Boys. Not the Lucky Harmony Boys, mind you, just the regular Harmony Boys, because some of the records, it says Little Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. Now, I don't know if that's a separate group of Harmony Boys, or just sometimes when they're making a record, they are luckier than they are other times. I really have no idea. Probably only Little Wally had the answer to that question, which is burned into the souls of every polka fan for decades. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Anyway, the old clock on the wall says it's about time to shut up.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back again next week, same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!